it's hard to miss the brightly painted red and blue semi-trailer parked along University Avenue in Waterloo. It looks like it ought to be hauling gear to a NASCAR race, but its mission is much more simple. Get drivers along the busy highway to take notice and pull in for a pit stop. It got the attention of Eric Walstead and his two kids.
Every time we see it, I keep on bringing it up, and they've shown interest, but I didn't realize that it's pretty, basically you can walk up and try it out.
And what they're trying out is a chance to operate heavy equipment, including a bulldozer, an excavator, a backhoe, and a grader. Sergeant Golub is helping facilitate the experience.
And what's really cool about it, it lets you keep track of your progress. If there is a built-in feature that kind of tracks your dollar amount, if you're doing a good job, you're making money for the company. Now, if you damage something, obviously it's going to cost money. So you kind of, at the end, after you're done with your scenario, it leaves you with a dollar amount and tell you how good you did or how much destruction you did.
Golub is Director of Business Community Education at Hawkeye Community College. He hopes the simulator will spark an interest in a field that continues to show growth.
Occupations in heavy equipment and construction equipment operators are in demand, and they're well paid as far as the median wage is concerned. And, recently Iowa had that 10-cent increase in gas tax, and they're going to have many construction projects rolling out through the state, so that outlook is even brighter now.
It's no coincidence that the trailer is parked outside the Cedar Valley, Iowa Works office, which just this week got an influx of new clients due to another round of layoffs at Deere and Company. Office Director Christy Mason says it's hoped that job fairs and opportunities like the construction equipment simulator will provide options for those who will soon be looking for jobs.
Blackhawk County is one of the highest counties within the state with a 6% unemployment rate. I think there's only two other counties higher than us, Wapello and Lee, which are in the southeastern portion of the state. So the good news is we do have some national emergency grants that can assist dislocated workers to get the retraining that they need.
Deere and Company isn't the only manufacturer reducing its Northeast Iowa workforce. Last month, Terex Cranes in Waverly announced that it will move all operations to Oklahoma, leaving 175 people without work. Some of those employees have been with Terex for decades. Back inside the construction equipment simulator trailer, even with all of those people out of work, Sergeant Golub remains optimistic about what he's witnessed in the past 8 months.
In the end, we actually visited all 15 workforce regions throughout the state of Iowa. We worked with different community colleges, different locations. We had actually businesses show up and say, like, this is great. This is exactly what we need. And they expressed interest of, you know, bringing one of these up to the county fairs or for promoting their company, doing safety training. I mean, overall, once the word got out, everybody kind of hopped on. Like, this is a really good thing for everybody.
Golub says along with displaced workers, the project hopes to draw women into a career that in the past has been mostly for the guys. So imagine how pleased he was when Eric Walstead's 9-year-old daughter, Allison, sat down at the bulldozer station and began moving and dumping sand like a pro.
Now that I came in here, I'm like, oh, this is different from what I thought it would be. It kind of gets me learning about stuff that I might want to do when I grow up.
Golub says the best case scenario for the simulator would be to get those in need of a job to think outside the box. That in turn, he says, could eventually help drop the county's unemployment rate under 6%. In Waterloo, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.